You've met him. Okay.
All right. That's good.
Call stealing. Well, with E. Marquez here to do an impromptu podcast on the spot of my cousin Justin Incredible's beautiful, luscious sky lounge, and we're talking shit. But what I want to do today is I want to tell you guys on how bad the NL Central just absolutely sucks. The NL Central is out of the playoffs. But not only that, the NL Central only scored, what, 17, 18 runs? And the majority was from the St. Louis Cardinals, who in StatCast has the lowest exit velocity of all teams, but they make the most contact. Cincinnati Reds, 0 runs. Chicago Cubs, 1 run. 1 run. Milwaukee Brewers, 2 runs. So, NL Central, you're horrible. You're awful. You're done. You're done. But going into the next level of what is the baseball playoffs. So right now, my cousin's gonna take me on a tour. So, but I'm gonna talk as we continue here. But going to the next level of playoffs. You're gonna lose reception? I'm recording on my own phone.
Oh.
Yeah, huele bicho. So anyway, so I expect the Dodgers to take it down. This is yours or mine?
Well, I just opened the new one.
Give me one of those. So the Dodgers are gonna win. The Dodgers should win the World Series. I would like to see Dodgers Yankees.
You got some that right here,
but here we got a bunch of muertos here. But this is mine. All right. So now the Dodgers should win the World Series. In my opinion, the Dodgers should win the World Series, and then we'll see what happens from there. But overall, I must say that it's a major disappointment by the NL Central on what they did in the World in the playoffs, just like the AL Central. But we'll see if the San Diego Padres can shock the world, which I doubt. And then we'll see what the Atlanta Braves. I think the Atlanta Braves are going to be able to do their thing too. But overall, you got the keys? You got the keys? You got the keys?
San Diego.
You got the keys? You got the keys. So there we are. We're there now. And overall, I think that in general, we're going to see the Dodgers, Yankees in the World Series. We'll see what the Astros do. If the Astros do anything, and after not cheating, it's crazy. We'll see what that goes on. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. I am here recording with no microphone attached, just my phone. So if you hear some things not clear or you hear the background, which I'm watching the Yankees and Rays, round 2, best of 5. I mean, ALDS, game 2, best of 5. Arevino is pitching to Adames in the 5th inning. Rays are up 5-4. Crazy thing about this game today is Mike Stanton, or Giancarlo Stanton, has gone off. He's hit 2 home runs, leading to all the Yankees runs. He had 1 mammoth shot off of a 98-mile-per-hour fastball from Glasnow. So I want to go over, I've already just told you guys on how the first round, wild card round, NL Central just plain out sucked. Tip your cap to the Cardinals. They still continue to find a way to win, even though their talent is not as much as the rest of the teams in their division. So, anyway, but the rest, the Cincinnati Reds, Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs, all awful. And we'll get into off-season moves shortly after these playoffs. But I'll tell you this, expect a lot of moves happening. Expect a lot of moves happening from those teams in the Central. All right? So anyway, we go off with this. Here, the Astros are the main target of my conversation. Because they're going to win and get to the NLCS and face the winner of the Rays and Yankees. And it's astonishing to me because we all hate them. We all hate them. And they're going to get to that level. And that's pretty impressive by them to manage a 60-game season, not even finish. I think they're below 500 and wind up getting into the postseason and getting to that next level. Well, the Yankees scoring runs by home runs. They put a stat up earlier that in this postseason, I believe that 69% of the runs were via home run, which I find that to be astonishing. Astonishing. Reason being is because you got to be able to generate runs, and it's showing you that they're generating runs. They want the long ball because these teams cannot manufacture runs. They can't get that guy in from third base for less than two outs. Batting average of runners in scoring position is horrible. And this is the postseason. The other thing it tells you, too, is that the ball is still alive. They're still using that 2019-2018 regular season baseball where they changed it in the postseason of 2019. But they brought it back for 2020, and they're using it again for 2020 postseason. So I believe that the ball is going through a whole different change for the seasons coming. There was some kind of report that they're going to be changed to like a more seams on the ball. I don't know, or less restricted flight, something like that. I don't know. I know about those restricted flight balls in softball, and they have this kind of like synthetic leather where they don't travel as far. But again, MLB and their problem of generating interest goes from the fact that they cannot have any action. Anything going on with the putting the ball in play, with doing stuff to get action going. Three true outcomes baseball is really bad baseball. Really bad baseball. And it can't happen. It can't continue. Three true outcomes, strikeout, walk, home run. That's horrible. Cannot continue in this day and age. Need action, need runners, need hits. These guys are very talented. It needs to be shown that way. It cannot be three outcome baseball. So I think going into the next couple days, I'm only going to post anything if anything comes up with any kind of new or exciting stuff. I'm going to watch that Padres and Dodgers game. Matter of fact, I'll come back with a bonus episode to talk about that Padres-Dodgers game tonight. So enjoy this. We'll get it out in the open. We'll get it out. We'll publish it really quickly. And I'll be out. Because remember, there's 5 days in a row, baseball. No daybreak. No breaks. All right? So this is called Stealing with E. Marquez, and we'll talk some more soon.